Solveig relaxed a little on hearing that her son was due back on Darien soon.
I know that he'll be very happy to find you waiting for him, although it must be important for you both to leave the safety of the Hrothgars.
Solveig exchanged an anguished look with Ian, and Teo knew.
It's Ned,
Ian said.
He was one of the ones who died at the Butchart.
Teo sighed. Ned, the youngest of the three Cameron boys. Ned, the doctor, who was also Ned the poker player and Ned the cartoon drawer. And Ned the home help for seniors, a side of himself he'd shared only with his uncle. Now gone, effaced, erased.
I remember you, boy. I'll fight to keep the memory of you.
I am so sorry, he said.
Solveig made a soft, sad, shrugging motion.
He's still in my heart. He'll always be with me, Teo.
So let's leave this place. It's getting cold. Wordlessly he nodded and led them up and out of the darkening valley. Chapter 11 Chell. Robed and hooded, he walked along the valley side, and it was the walk of one whose every movement threatened to unleash pain. The memory of pain was in him, so fresh, so near, so clear, that his terror of it made him want to fall down and curl up. But Chell knew how severe his punishment would be, so he kept walking. He couldn't escape the pain or its memory. Pain like razor claws hot from the fire, tearing through his throat, his neck, his bowels. Yet he had to, and the only avenue that offered the slightest chance of it was to obey the commands of the Knight of the Legion of Avatars perfectly, without hesitation, down to the last detail. Rory was walking behind him. Chell was glad that he couldn't see the human's face, glad that he wouldn't be reminded of his failure, his capitulation. His guilt. Just after they were captured, just a few days ago, was it 5 days or six, seven? Longer. When they were imprisoned within the auto factory, the spectral pathmaster had appeared and urged him to embrace the machine nature in order to defeat it. And at first, he had thought it possible that he could conceal his intentions from the Legion Knight. But the relentless cycle of drugs and pain conditioning made such plans and intentions meaningless. The implants that tapped into his feeling paths could create agonizing pain anywhere in his body. Under its impact, his conscious sense of self fractured and sank beneath the desperate need to avoid that colossal mind-wrecking pain. The human Rory was even less able to resist the crushing torment than Chell, and had surrendered to the demand for obedience. Back at the start, Chell had been able to sense Rory's state of mind with his seer talents. But before long, the implants began punishing any use of them with terrible jolts of pain up and down his spine. At some point, during a period of semi-aware delirium, they sealed shut his seer eyes with some kind of sticky strip, but he managed to quickly put it out of mind. On they walked, along a path half overgrown by bushes and long grass, still wet from a recent shower. The light was fading into evening greyness, and an odd hush hung in the air. The baggy, dun robes they wore were dark with dampness from the knees down. Ahead, the narrow valley widened and steepened, and the undergrowth grew thicker, merging further on with the outlying bushes and trees of a dense forest.